Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 40, and today with us we have Matt, Alex, and Josh is on the phone, so he'll join in a few minutes.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
You know how we're doing. We were talking good, huh? Before this.
Well, the listeners don't know that.
Yeah, but who cares?
We come into existence as soon as they hit the play button, and we just kind of die when they, pause.
I have a life.
Exit
okay?
iTunes or whatever.
I am living life outside of this podcast. Just today, I woke up. I took a nap, and then I did this podcast.
You woke up again?
Yeah, I'm still napping.
Okay. So, Inception.
Inception. This is one of the levels.
Right. Except in your ears rather than in your head.
Yeah. And I think out of all the characters in Inception, I like
you're the Indian guy.
The Indian guy with the beard driving a car. Van.
Right. Yep.
Does he eventually bang Ellen Page?
No.
Okay. I don't want to be that guy then.
Yeah. Alex is Ellen Page though, so maybe you do want to be him. I don't know.
No, I'm not Ellen Page.
Yeah, Alex is definitely more of a Jogo.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, what's his name? Cillian Murphy's character. Whatever his name is. Cillian. Is it Cillian?
Killian. Cillian.
Kieran Culkin?
So silly.
No, not Kieran Culkin.
I know you're talking about. The
The Scarecrow.
Yeah, Scarecrow.
Except he's like a daddy's boy. He gets a pinwheel at the end of the movie. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, right.
I blew the movie. Hey, guess what? Those kids get older. Those kids are older. Bitches.
Oh, oh yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio's kids are the same babies from Babies. It's a crossover. You learn that in the end.
From Babies with a Z?
Babies. Michael Bay's presents Babies, where he takes all of his favorite movies and replaces the characters with babies.
And then
it's B-A-Y-B-E-E-Z. And it's also a crossover from B-Movie. So you got Michael Bay, Jerry Seinfeld, Leo DiCaprio, Babies. Go see it this summer.
All right. Why don't we talk about the games we've been playing? Matt, why don't you go first?
I beat Uncharted, the first one.
Cool. Did you end up liking it any better?
It does get marginally better.
That's good.
But then it gets worse because about 75% of the way... You know how... You played the second one, right?
Not yet.
Okay, well then, fuck you. No, but there's the second one has the same exact plot twist. Is that there's monsters that you see out of the corner of your eye for like part of the game, and then you eventually fight the monsters. But in the first game, they actually turn out to be monsters.
Oh my god!
You fight monsters for
like
a
from
lot,
Monsters Inc.
From
like
monsters,
Mike
you're fighting Mike Wazowski and
Sully.
There you go. And Jake Sully. And you fight actual monsters and they're really boring. And you also go into underground German bunkers from World War II and fight monsters. It becomes a really different game at that point. And really bad. But I beat it. It's okay.
Good.
I wouldn't really play it if I was you. Just go play the second one.
How long did it take you to beat it?
I don't know. I didn't keep track.
Like 10 hours, more or less?
Probably a little bit more than 10 hours.
All right. Not bad.
But in the second one, the monsters... it's funny because the monsters actually turn out to be... It's like a Scooby-Doo twist. Like at one point, one of the monsters, like you kill one and its hat falls off. And then you're like, oh, it's not really a monster. It's a different...
It's Old Man Jenkins!
No! It's a different monster. Like it's a big like gorilla like man with blue skin in a different monster's costume. So there's a monster disguised as a different monster, and it's really mind-blowing.
What a twist!
Yeah, that's a twist that you don't see every day.
What else? Uncharted?
Oh, and I started playing Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher's Bay.
Cool.
It's a fun game. I beat it before on PC. I'm playing through it again so I can play the sequel. I have it on PS3.
Cool. Alex, what about you?
I've been playing Mass Effect.
You had some good news for us.
I had sex.
Yeah!
With Liara.
Sex time.
Oh, there's Josh.
So, digital sex.
Wait, rude. So did you control all the thrust, 3D motion, like really get in there?
Was there daggering involved?
No. There was this mind meld where her eyes turned black and then you saw her blue skin and I jizzed all over the place and was unconscious for 25 minutes.
Her eyes turned black when you pulled out and shot your load in them.
And she had diabetes.
Oh.
But I beat it as a Vanguard.
You beat the game?
Yeah, I beat the game.
Cool.
And then I started again as a soldier. And holy crap, it's more fun. I don't know. I was reading online that it's less fun to play as a soldier. I thought it's a lot more fun playing as a soldier.
Why?
Because you just sort of run in and shoot everything.
So it's like Halo.
It's...
Or Rambo.
It's more like Rambo. There's a point where if you choose your abilities carefully, you can just be sort of like a tank. You're pretty much invincible. And
cool.
Invincible at all times. So
yeah.
If you get immunity, once you get immunity, you can have it so that there, like, you have 1 second to wait before you can use immunity again or something. So just keep on turning that shit on.
What I liked about the first game, too, opposed to the second game, is the first game didn't have rocket launchers. So what you do is get a cool sniper rifle and upgrade the bullets to be, like, exploding bullets. And it became a rocket launcher, except super precise.
Nice.
And that was really fun.
I don't even like using
Pro tip.
I don't even like using the sniper rifle. I really like using the assault rifle.
Yeah, and that had cool upgrades to your ammo, too.
It just doesn't, like, I don't know. So, like, your biotic abilities, if you have biotic abilities as a Vanguard, it just doesn't really do enough damage. It doesn't give you enough power. Like, I want something that could, like, wipe the floor out of everybody on the screen, and there's nothing that really does it so well.
Like Tim the Toolman Taylor. More power.
Yeah. Oh.
That was terrible.
No, what? It's my favorite show, okay?
That was just hard. That was... Okay. Most of these kids listen to this show, but don't even fucking know Home Improvement.
What about Brad Taylor?
Brad Taylor knows it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He's an asshole.
Wow. That was pretty good.
Fuck you, Brad Taylor.
It was actually Tim Allen next to Matt.
He's here microphone. In the studio.
Oh, Tim, so nice to have you on the show.
No, he's not listening. He does that from time to time.
But
you just flip the switch and there he goes. Pull the string and then.
But yeah, it's that's what I've been doing.
Cool.
Almost done with it again, so it's not a long game. I was actually surprised.
Well, cool. Glad you enjoyed it. Josh, what's up, buddy?
I'm here.
What's
I'm
up?
Nothing.
Just who are you talking to?
Yeah, damsel in distress. I had to.
Oh, you're in the friend zone, huh?
Oh no, her and I dated last year.
Oh,
how was she? How was she? How?
She's a sweetheart.
She, no, I mean like.
Oh. No. Is she big boobs?
Yeah, big boobs.
How's
no
her pussy
comments.
Lips?
So games.
Yeah, which ones have you been playing? Or which one, rather?
Which one? Just Halo.
Yeah.
On the nights when I come over drunk. Or I guess Rock Band also.
Did we play Rock Band? We did play Rock Band.
Oh, Rock Band 3's out. I would buy it if my 360 wasn't broken. Microsoft.
Oh, it's out?
Yep. It is out. Came out Tuesday. Yesterday.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Chase came over last night. He's coming over tonight after he's done with work, and we're going to play some. So it's going to be fun.
Which should be in a little bit, actually.
Yeah, should be pretty soon.
It's got the Flaming Maybe Lips in it, and I'm excited.
Are you getting the are you getting like the pro guitar, or what are you guys?
Oh yeah. Definitely. Like that's I'm waiting for that to come out before I get the game. Because I am super excited about
that. Oh, that's not out? It didn't come out with the game?
They pushed it back. There's two of them. There's the Mad Catz one that has like 150 buttons, and then there's the Stratocaster, I think by Fender, which is an actual electric guitar. It's just that you can use it with Rock Band because they put sensors in the neck and under the strings.
Adam, do you actually play guitar?
A little bit. But I'm hoping...
How much is a little bit?
Josh plays more than me.
No.
Guitar.
Like, what can you play?
Oh. I can... Yeah, depends on like what the song is. I can't really do like fast chords and stuff, but I can kind of like pluck.
I can't imagine you doing well on this.
Oh,
like honestly,
I think it's supposed to help you learn, though.
Right, exactly. That's the thing is that like my brother's got drums, so whenever I go back home, you know, I just sit down and play the drums, and I listen to a song and you know strum or play along. But like, I always feel like you know if I had something visual in front of me to tell me, you know, which drum to hit and when to hit, it would be a lot easier than me just kind of winging it.
But that's the whole point, like...
Of what?
Well, I mean, the whole point of drums is you're supposed to find the rhythm. Like, the visuals are supposed to help you, so yeah, you get to the point where you don't need the visuals anymore. So,
right.
In fact, you actually haven't... If you still rely on them, and it's been 4 years since you got the game, you really haven't learned anything.
I mean,
I can't imagine you learn, like, unless you're actually going to try learning guitar with this, I can't imagine you learning guitar with this.
Okay.
I think the whole point of Rock Band, the pro instruments, is not to learn how to play an instrument, but, I mean, that's like their goal. They're like, well, we'd like everyone to learn instruments, but I think it's for people who want to play covers of songs, not for people who are like, I'm launching a music career, let me learn how to play Rock Band instruments.
No, but I can imagine because learning any instrument is a hard task. Being able to pick it up and learn it from, especially like guitar is like one of the easier instruments to learn, and that's a hard instrument to learn anyway. You do need a certain degree of rhythm and finger placement. When you're playing Rock Band and you don't need to look at your fingers because you know where the buttons are, it's one thing. When you're playing a real guitar, it's a whole another ball game. The difficulty factor ramps up very high, very fast. If you can't strum a steady rhythm, you're sort of screwed already, right?
Yeah,
because the game is going to force you into not going to slow down.
It does. It does start. I think you can put it on really easy where it teaches you.
Right. I mean, they've stated that, you know, they hold your hand until a point when you do get to like the pro expert mode where you're just literally playing the song. But I mean, you know, they go along and teach you, you know, kind of how to hold your fingers for like chords, power chords, where the different chords are, you know, how to strum different rhythms. I mean, I've seen a few demos and it looks, you know, it looks good, but really...
But the thing, my concern is, it's one thing for a demo. It's not a concern, but I'm curious to see how it works, but I'm a little bit skeptical about this because it's one thing to know what the chords are. When you have five buttons, it's five buttons.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a lot of chords. You know, there's more than seven chords. It's a lot more than seven chords. Plus, there's a lot of iterations of the chords.
Play the Ramones.
Alex, I play guitar, and the only chords I know are G. And G minor.
I admire their sort of attempt at, you know, an ultimate sort of simulation of, like, their push for, like, you know, realism, I guess.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, you know, if you're at the level of the pro, you know, guitarist, where, you know, you can handle this new guitar, right? Then why the hell are you? I don't know. I just don't really see the point of the game anymore.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
It's fun. Yeah.
I don't see the point of the game, but I'm more like, this is less a criticism of the game and more of like, I'm sort of skeptical how many people are actually going to be able to do any of this.
We'll have to wait and see, but, you know, I mean, I guess it provides a sort of different vehicle for learning songs. I mean, from what I gather, they actually help you, or they actually show you how to play the song. I mean, it would be no different than if you try to look up the score.
There was an article in NPR about there was a surge when these games started coming out. There was a surge in guitar people wanting guitar lessons, right? Because I'm playing a game, maybe I can learn the guitar also. And the drop off rate of people quitting is within a month. Like there's a upshoot of people wanting to learn an instrument.
Let me finish.
Could play a game because they get the assumption like it's really cool to play an instrument and the game drives them to play it. But then they actually have to pick up a real guitar. And it starts hurting your hand. You know, if you don't have the calluses, it starts hurting your hands within 5 minutes just holding a chord. A B chord is a bar chord, right? It's hard as hell to play for when you start, like, the straight B bar chord is a hard chord for people to play because you have to really push down on it. Now, I could see you learning, like, the way you talk about it, Adam, it's like, I can learn the mechanics of playing an instrument because there's notes on a screen. I could just learn that. But it's more than that. I'm sure you can learn it on there, but I'm curious. There's going to be a lot of time that's going to be required of people to actually learn an instrument. I wonder how many people will actually stick around with it. Like, to get decent at it requires a lot of lesson I'm sure, like, playing the game on hours on end. That's how people get good at it. I just wonder how many people are really going to, you know, a lot of people are going to buy this real guitar, and then they're going to be like, well, I'm tired of this already because I can't fucking do it.
Yeah. I think what you're getting at, Alex, is a good point, and one that I've sort of been critical or mindful of with the previous Rock Band games is that there's a disconnect between the sort of average consumers interfacing with the game versus, say, someone who knows how to actually play drums or knows how to actually play a guitar. Like, I think in many people's minds, there might be a slight sort of underestimating, right? Because it's the game, you know, it's the same kind of game. Basically, it's just like a better or cooler controller. You know, I'll just play it, you know, I'll just double the amount of hours I play it. And then
I think something like drums and keyboards, I could see you learning actually with this. Something that requires you to just press something or to hit something.
So you see the difference because the guitar is, like, technically harder to play?
Because
you have to learn how to hold your hands and...
So the technique is actually significantly harder. And drums eventually is... the major part of something like drums is simply rhythm.
Right.
Right? Once you get rhythm
and
down...
Coordination, right?
Coordination... Which Rock Band can actually teach you. So I think when you can learn rhythm and coordination, then you can wean yourself off the game and actually play drums because you'll start knowing how to hit certain things and hit them in a certain time. So then you start getting lessons and then you start learning it. With guitar, it's quite a bit different. And I'm curious to see people how this goes. And I'm just really skeptical how long it's going to take people to really pick up a guitar and get good at it.
Yeah, I see the same problems, and I really am wondering who is going to be buying the pro controller besides Adam. I mean, like...
Because I can't... Like, I'm very good at Rock Band. And I play cello, and I played bass. I don't... When I play the game, I don't think of it like I'm playing a real instrument.
No, not at all. I can't... I'm not good at the Rock Band guitar because I haven't learned how to play Rock Band guitar, but obviously I play real guitar.
Yeah.
Doesn't help
and
at all.
I have a friend... Mylan is a great guitarist, and he does... You know, he has his band, Battle of the Bands, and all that. You know, he's won, like, New Jersey Battle of the Bands. He sucks at Rock Band. because he's terrible at video games, he's absolutely terrible at the game, you know, because it's it's like Dance Dance Revolution almost. You're learning to press button. It's basically learning to press button combinations. And that's what the game is. When you're actually playing an instrument, it's more than knowing what note to play. It's knowing how to play the note, and then improvising off the note, and so forth. And there's a lot more to it.
One thing, though, you say about drums is actually playing Beatles Rock Band and playing drums and vocals at the same time made me so much better at, in real life, singing and playing the drums at the same time.
Oh, I could see that. Like I said...
I thank you, Beatles Rock Band.
I think something like drums and... Again, keyboards, I could see the same thing happening.
I think for basic keyboards.
For basic keyboard.
I mean, there is a way to, like...
But still, like, yeah, you have to figure out how to hold your hands and do exercises with your hands.
But you know what? What's going to happen is... Too. Okay, so the only thing is... How big is that keyboard? It's not going to be huge.
No,
right?
It's like...
Well, they've got the mini keyboard, but then you can use, like, any MIDI keyboard for the game.
But then when you're actually pressing the buttons, which there's got to be a range, right? They're not going to let you just press any C.
That's a good
or
question.
Or are they going to just let you press any C?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because there's more than one octave.
I think it can depend because I have like an Oxygen 8 MIDI keyboard and it only has like, I think like two octaves on it.
Okay.
So when you want to switch octaves, there is like an octave button, like an octave up, octave down button that you just like tap really quickly and you'll be over, you know, it'll shift the two octaves up.
Because I could see something like, because keyboards is, again, there's less technique. It's pressing a key.
Right.
And it's more in line with pressing keys in combination. So if you know how to press the keys in the correct combination, you could probably actually play the instrument really, you could actually play a song, right?
And correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, I think the way that it's designed in this version, it's actually like a keytar. Am I right?
The one that comes with the game, like the one that's out now, is a keytar. But then I think...
Well, that's so you can stand up
Harmonix,
and play it.
Right, I think Harmonix is releasing another one that's just like a normal keyboard, like a normal and then keyboard. Again, you can use any MIDI keyboard. So.
Right. So yeah, not only do you look dorky standing up playing a plastic fake instrument, but you're playing a plastic fake keytar. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah, well, in the 80s, it was awesome.
Yeah, in the 80s,
they're bringing
it
back.
Yeah.
They're bringing it back.
Hey, buddy.
The keyboard tie.
Well, if acid-washed jeans can make a comeback, well, then so can the keytar.
If you watch my music video, go watch Better Times of These music video. I play the keytar in it. Not actual keytar sounds in the song. But if you want to see try to imagine me with a keytar and then watch a video, see how closely it lines up to your imagination.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a guitar. It's going to be not only where you're pressing it, but you got to press the right frets also. I mean, how the hell?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think
everyone write in wtpodcast@gmail.com. Are you good at playing guitar? Are you getting Rock Band Pro guitar? Are you slash?
Well,
yes.
I guess I'm more interested in if you don't know how to play an instrument, have you decided to pick up the pro guitar? And if you have, like, how's that going? I'm very curious to see how it's going for a lot of people.
Right. I mean, we could be completely wrong. I mean, some people just might, you know, operate or learn better that way. That sort of feedback, that particular kind of feedback mechanism where it's like, okay, I can follow colored notes on a screen. I'm familiar with this sort of gameplay system, right? So maybe this is the best sort of environment for me to learn actually how to play an instrument. So.
Yes.
Okay, next topic. Adam, what are you playing?
That wasn't really a topic. I've just been playing Halo Reach.
Nobody got Fallout?
Chase got Fallout. He's coming over. Maybe he'll talk about it. Then I played one more game that I want to save because it's got to do with our topic today. So talk about that
Sonic.
Later.
It's Sonic.
Shut up! God damn it! All right, Adam's news hour is going to be pretty short because thankfully we've actually been keeping up. So only a week has passed.
Hey, yeah, second week. All in
right,
row, guys.
Scott Pilgrim is getting a box set. And it's got a cool little slipcover and a nice pixelated poster. It's going to come out, I think, November 3rd. And for those of us who hopefully all of us who have all six issues already, the slipcover and the poster are going to be sold separately as well. So that's going to be very good.
I do not have the books.
You don't? You just borrowed them from Chase?
Yeah, I don't have
Actually,
the books either.
I just downloaded them online.
Ah, okay.
I don't have the books.
But I plan on fully supporting Mr. Brian Lee O'Malley.
On Amazon right now, you can get the whole box set for, I think, less than $50, but it's normally like $80. So you should get on that.
I don't know if I have $50 to spare.
Well, you got like a week to get it.
Well.
All right. GameStop, I don't know if they've started already or if this is going to happen like in the recent future or...
The recent future.
Recent future, yeah.
The near future.
The near future. That is what I mean. Thank you. They're going to start trading iPods. I don't know why or how that's going to work, but it's happening. Let's see.
Like, wait. What do you mean, like, trading iPods?
They're going to sell and trade used iPods.
I like how that's your news story. They're going to trade iPods. I don't know how. I don't know what that means. It's the news.
I don't understand why, I guess is better.
Right.
This is the news at 10. Rape happens.
Yeah.
I don't know where. I don't know when.
It's not unlike the news that we already have in this country, so, you know.
Oh, not my president.
Hear that, Fox
Obama.
News?
Take that,
Burn.
Media. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
All right. There's going to be a Sony Ericsson cell phone that's going to be basically a cell phone mixed with a PSP. There isn't really any news on that yet other than it's being made, and it's going to be a combination of the two. It's going to have...
Dissidesia?
I guess like a... Maybe. I don't know. It's got like a trackpad kind of on the front that's replacing joysticks, so... I don't know. And then along with that, there's going to be the PSP 2, which finally got announced. And it does, like, there were rumors a few months ago, weeks ago, whatever, that it was going to have, like, a trackpad on the back, which is kind of what you would use for the joystick. So you've got, like, the D-pad and the four buttons on the front, but then you use, I guess, like, your index finger or your middle finger to move around on the back to simulate a joystick.
So you're basically just tickling the back of your PSP.
Pretty much.
That sounds terrible. It sounds even worse than the first PSP, which is a terrible idea and
perhaps
a god awful system. So
yeah, time will tell.
Sony hit it out of the park again. Get a move.
Good job, guys.
Get a move on.
Sony's gonna start their PlayStation Rewards, which is basically, I guess, their version of like Club Nintendo. So people who buy games for the online store, play a lot of games, like it tracks your hours, like that kind of stuff stacks up and it gets you into like different tiers of this program, and you get, depending on what tier you're at the end of like the year, which is I think from like March 31st or April 1st to March 31st, you get like, it sounds like they're really only doing downloadable prizes right now. So like premium themes and avatars put you in like some contest to win some games, I guess some home theater systems, that kind of stuff. No news on when they're starting it yet, I don't think, but keep an eye out for that. PSP2, we did that, blah 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 blah.
Oh, what's the move selling right now?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I haven't heard anything about it. That
I'd imagine it's selling. It's selling. I don't know.
I guess it's not doing too... If it's doing okay, then it's not doing well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We'll probably find out at the end of the month. Nintendo of Australia is getting a black Wii with the new Wii Remote Plus, which is the Wii Remote with the Motion Plus built in. So hopefully... We'll get that eventually because that black Wii is very, very sexy. But we are getting a red Wii. Japan was the first to have it, and then I think it went to Europe, and now it's coming here. So it's for the 25th anniversary of Mario, and it's the red Wii. It comes with a red Wii Motion, or I'm sorry, red Wiimote Plus, and then it comes with New Super Mario Bros. Wii, and Wii Sports Resort, and Wii Sports, normal Wii Sports. In Japan, it came with a virtual game of Mario, and it was hacked so that the question mark coin blocks, instead of having question marks, had little 25s on them for 25th anniversary. And that was pretty cool. But we're not getting that, so I'm kind of bummed. But it's still $200, and so you're getting like a game, a Wii Motion Plus, and a red Wii for the same price as any other Wii. So if you don't have one, you should get it. We're also getting a red DSi for the same reason, or sorry, DSi XL. That's going to come with Mario Kart DS, and it's also got little stamped emblems of like a mushroom, a flower, and a star on the front, so that's pretty cool. Let's see what else. Wii Motion Plus. Yeah, that's pretty much it. All the news I've got for this week.
That's great news, Adam. That was like the best news ever.
Yeah, it
was...
thanks, Alex.
Waste of fucking 20 minutes.
You're a waste of fucking 20 minutes. Let's
Your
see.
Mom was let's a waste be nice, children. Minutes. Let's be nice.
So we mentioned Rock Band 3 that came out yesterday. Force Unleashed 2 and Fable 3 also came out. And then, as Matt said, Sonic came out. It's not Sonic from Sega. It's a fan-based game, but it's actually, in my opinion, much better than Sonic 4. It's HD. It's a PC game right now. It's just a demo of three levels. It was made by two people, which I think is the most amazing part about it. It looks great. It feels like a Sonic game, and you should go online and play it. I think it's called Sonic Fan Game or something like that. It was on Kotaku. It's online. You can download it, and I would download it if you want to play it like soon before Sega shuts it down, because everybody I've told about this has reminded me of the... Actually, Josh, I think you talked about the Ocarina of Time remake.
What?
No, it wasn't you?
Nope.
Okay, well, a few years back, some fans were doing an Ocarina of Time remake in the style of A Link to the Past, and Nintendo shut them down really quickly. So hopefully the same thing doesn't happen to these guys and they can actually finish a game and we'll get a good Sonic game, but whatever, it's good, it's fun, you should download it. Now, moving on to what we're going to talk about for the rest of this thing, we're going to talk about some 2D games and how they're starting to get popular again. Matt, did you have anything in mind since you were the one to come up with this topic?
I didn't come up with the topic. It was on the podcast topic on our board.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was.
All right.
I think I came up with the topic.
No, well, I think it was actually. It was actually it was Tim Allen. well,
I wasn't listening.
He wasn't. But he does post on the board.
All right. So, new Super Mario Brothers, Sonic 4, Mega Man.
There's a new Mega Man?
Mega Man 9, Mega Man 10.
Wow.
Well, I just think it's interesting because, they're not really... I think it's good that they're not remakes, usually. Mm-hmm. Except in the case of Sonic, where they did remake some levels. I'm just going to put that out there. It's good that it's not like Hollywood, where they're remaking movies. They're just going back and saying, Jesus. You know... They're acknowledging that... Game companies are acknowledging that the style is different than... You know, you can't do... Even though Mario's in 3D, it's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't provide the same experience in 3D in 2D.
2D games haven't exactly gone away. What was surprising was, I think... I'm surprised more people didn't do 2D games.
Talking about like side-scrolling 2D games or just 2D games?
Side-scrolling 2D games. So they could be 3D, but you know, or 2.5D, but...
Sure.
Side-scrolling games in general, so... I think the PlayStation and N64 era is really when you started seeing more 3D games come out. Mm-hmm. But one of the best games, if not the best game to come out of that generation, was Castlevania Symphony of the Night. What was that? Was that a no?
There were a lot of good games to come out of
that
generation.
There were a lot of good games, but it was like that game really... If you were to play that now, it stands the test of time. Like,
whatever. You just like Castlevania a lot, so you're biased.
If you talk to... It's being sold again on... Xbox 360? Live.
Yeah.
And it's sold on PlayStation Network. And from that you have Aria Sorrow and all these other 2D Castlevania games that come out.
Yeah, no, I agree. I love the Symphony of the Night and all the 2D Castlevania games. Those have never really gone... Those have gone to 3D, but they've always been offshoots.
Yeah, and guys, it's always...
Sorry, did you guys get the new Castlevania that Kojima
did? No, it looks pretty bad.
It doesn't? Gotten some bad reviews.
That's too bad. Oh, well.
Because sorry. There's no such thing as a good fucking 3D Castlevania game.
Yeah, like, it's
like,
hard
there's
to
no
do.
Such thing as a good 3D Sonic game.
Right.
There's no such good thing as a good Sonic game, ever.
You're just wrong, Matt.
He's a stupid mascot. He's got speedy shoes. He's got a in-your-face attitude. Angry
cartoon eyes.
He
likes chili dogs. How can you not like that?
He's spunky.
Yeah.
But I was actually more of a fan of Tails and Knuckles myself.
Aw.
God, man.
Tails, Miles
Tails
Prower.
Is fucking gay.
He's just
I was
young.
I was going to say that in, like, what was it? When, like, the GameCube, PlayStation 2, and PlayStation 2 and Xbox came out, you had games like Contra, what was it? One of the Contra games came out then, and that was a pretty good, that was apparently a pretty good game.
Yeah, Contra was pretty fun on, but those have always been 2D.
Those were always 2D,
they came
yeah,
out with two, actually, on that in that era. That
and then,
2D.
What was it? If anyone's played Alien Hominid, that came out.
Oh, yeah.
The piece, mm-hmm. The full version came out. Well, I love that game.
I think that's kind of the interesting topic here, is that Alien Hominid and games like that, like the indie games, kind of resurged like the interest in 2D games and Xbox Live Arcade and the PlayStation Network. Yeah, totally. Like that, or at least they capitalized on it first before Nintendo and Sega and stuff got in on it.
Yeah, those, I mean, that seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah, so they found the market and the indie game scene, like Cave Story and stuff. They started actually like making original new 2D games, and they showed that there was an interest there, which is really cool because those people are obviously video game fans. It's not the big companies that are creating, like Alien Hominid. How many people were working at the company then? I mean, there's not that many people now, but there's like three people, right?
There were three, yeah. Right. Like the Behemoth was like three or
it's
four
Dan,
people.
Dan Paladin and I forgot the other two.
And the
guys.
Other guy, yeah.
But they were just an artist and a programmer and one other guy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And then when you have a game, when you have like new Super Mario Brothers come out, the first one came out, it sold like gangbusters, but then the second one to come out, think about how ridiculous this is. How much is that the production in that game? It couldn't have been that much. It must have been cheap to build for them. It's very well done, and the reason it's well done is because of the level design and the fucking multiplayer aspect of it, which is genius. But it must have been dirt cheap for them to make that game, because they basically had the engine from the DS version. They tidied it up a bit, you know, and they slapped a cover on and they shipped it out.
Yeah,
the game was the game was competing at the time with fucking Modern Warfare 2. Like, it outsold the 360 version of Modern Warfare. It outsold one of the versions of Modern Warfare 2. But it made think about the profit margin.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you want to look at it that way, think like Nintendo made a very simple Mario game, and the closest competition. The only competition that could really beat it out that year was a game that had, like, extreme amounts of production value. It's probably more than 10 times the production value.
Mm-hmm. It's gritty, realistic.
Gritty, realistic, and the only reason, and one of the reasons it got so big was because it was on fucking CNN and all that other shit because of the first mission. It had New Super Mario Brothers didn't have a story. Princess gets captured during a birthday party. That was a story. Modern Warfare 2, very inclusive story. All this, like...
The Iraqi princess gets captured during rape festival.
So,
online multiplayer. It has all the clocks and whistles that everybody says they want. And then you have... second place was fucking a Mario Brothers game that everybody had to sit together to play. And it's incredibly fun.
So yeah, do you think that part of the reason 2D side scrollers are coming back is because of nostalgia?
Yeah, or definitely, like, but also because they offer a different experience
than what's out now.
Well, no, but 3D games. I mean, 2D games never really went away because of handhelds and you know and stuff like that. And there were still a few 2D games, like Klonoa was on PS2 and like Castlevania. But I mean, the thing that no major game studios were producing like 2D platformers, and it was nostalgia mixed with, you know, people still want to play. People still like Mario, not for non-nostalgic purposes. Mario's still fun to play. Why wouldn't you want more Mario games in that style?
I also think that the simplicity of a 2D game is just very much appealing.
And it ties in with the whole casual gamer thing. It's much easier to control a 2D game than it is to control a 3D game with a camera and scary things.
Well, even a game like the most complicated 2D game you can think of is probably, I mean, it's not even Zelda, it's like Final Fantasy, which is more text-based. It's not complicated because of the number of buttons you need. It's complicated because you have to know the system. When you play a 3D game, there's a lot you have to know. You have to know how to not only control your character, you have to know how to move the camera around.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the problem with, especially like a lot of casual players who don't, you know, who aren't very, you know, into gaming, is that a lot of people have a hard time with the dual analog sticks.
Oh, very much so. And even if you don't have to move the camera, have you ever tried having your parents play Mario Galaxy? It's impossible. It's very hard to explain to them how this works because they're not used to seeing a 3D thing and being able to control in this sandboxy-ish world.
3D? What is this?
But it's when you see a 2D character going from point A to point B, it's a lot easier just having to go, like, you know, four directions,
right,
or a combination thereof, versus having something that can go one of, what was it, 16 directions? Right? It's something like that.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's more than that,
and not only that, you have to account for two. It's not just the character in many cases; it's the camera on top of it. It becomes daunting. It's very difficult.
Do you think the casual gamer is what's driving the 2D side scroller?
I think it's prime time for those to come out. People are nostalgic because games are getting further and further away from the NES era that a lot of gamers started out with, and also casual gamers are coming in and being more and more intimidated by new big releases. Like Modern Warfare 2 is a great example of a game that could never have even imagined to be existed on the SNES, and unless you are really comfortable in playing 3D games, you're not going to be able to play it. It's really complicated and scary, and the majority of it's online with people who are a million times better than you'll ever be.
I think it's a mixture of factors. I mean, I think also like the lack of saturation is the other big thing. When Super Nintendo was out, 2D side scrollers were the big thing. That was simply the game. When you had more 3D like games like Star Fox, that was the cool thing that everybody had to get. But everybody played 2D side scrollers. Cut to now, and 2D side scrollers, in terms of the main game you buy on a disc, they're not very popular. They're not oversaturating the market. What's oversaturating the market now actually is probably first person shooters.
Oh yeah, and music games.
First-person shooters and music games are, and that there's definitely a truth to that. That's what everybody plays, and there's something too. Also, I think, you know, for a 2D side scroller, the 2D side scrollers are not very long, right? You can beat Contra within 30 minutes to an hour. You can beat Mega Man.
Why do you think that is? Like, because to me, it seems that designing a 2D environment is a lot easier than designing a 3D environment, in which case you could put a lot more time into making the 2D one.
But there's only so many ideas you can have.
What do you mean? like gameplay ideas?
Gameplay ideas. When you're limited with how much stuff you can do and the rules that you're given, I don't think, like, the worry is that you're going to start repeating stuff over and over again. When you make a really, really long 2D game, you start seeing repetition.
I guess.
Well, that's why, like, sequels are often, they're not really they're at the time when you had sequels come out for some of those games, like Contra and Super C, they added some differences to the game, but the majority of it was very similar. The differences were like extra bosses. There were some brand new ideas, but obviously it's like they couldn't put those ideas into the first game. For Mario, they always add more stuff. When you looked at Mario 3, they added a crap load of things to it compared to Mario 1. When you look at Super Mario World, they added Yoshi, which was a huge dimension to it. But they also added some other, they added a lot of other gameplay things to it.
Well, what I think adding gameplay things is also an interesting thing, that New Super Mario Bros. Wii is such a big hit, and it was a $50 disc-based game, which is kind of a bold move because of the downloadable service and stuff. Yeah. But they changed it. They added four-player mode. They added the challenge modes and stuff like that. It has a lot of things that the old Mario games didn't have. Whereas something like that piece of shit Sonic 4, it is just an old Sonic game where the new innovation that they came up with is that it's got 3D graphics and the animation looks worse. Like, that's all they could come up with. There's no new modes. There's no new power-ups. There's a lock-on feature that was in other Sonic games already.
I can't imagine them selling, like, you know, Mega Man 9 came out.
Which, again, is a fine game, but that's
there's no way they could have sold a disc on that.
No, because it's the same thing. They didn't come up with anything new.
Well, it was, and that was like a throwback to nostalgia. When New Super Mario Brothers came out, that was what you had brought up, was the argument. There was an argument about that, where who's going to pay $50 for a full game, for a 2D game? But that was a full 2D game. That was 10 to 20, I don't know, it's like 25 hours. Well, no, it's not 25 hours. You can beat it in
the first time through.
How long, Adam, how long did it take you to beat the first time through?
Mario?
Yeah. Was it 10 hours?
Probably not even that.
To get everything.
To get, I don't know. I mean, I got everything on my first go-around, but I don't think it took 10 hours.
There's a lot of game there, I think.
Yeah,
There's
a lot of replayability, and it's very polished, is the thing.
It was worth the $50.
Yeah.
Put it that way. I was not unhappy with paying $50 for that game, and then when I finished it, I was like, man, I'm going back and playing this again.
Yeah,
But even without that, I was like, even if I was like going to just play it through once, like I've been like, that's $50 worth.
Yeah,
would
and there's played, the challenge
would you
modes
have paid,
too, which is cool.
$60 for it, like if this were a different game on one of the other consoles.
Yeah,
if this was on one of the other consoles, yeah, I would pay $60 for it. I like this kind of game though. I would pay, like, honestly, the only reason I would, and I said this when 360 first came out, I still don't have one, but like the only reason I would want to get a 360 now is for Castle Crashers, which is another side-scrolling 2D game, but they didn't sell, you know, it's off of Xbox Live. And that game is fun as hell. I would really invest, I would seriously consider, I love getting those kinds of games. I don't like downloading them. I wish they would come out on disc, actually, in physical media, but I understand, like, how much cheaper it is and how much more profitable
Small company. But it's just, I think it's really telling that Sega's choosing to release Sonic 4 in four downloadable chunks, which are $15 each. Take it or leave it, it's Sonic. If you like Sonic, whatever, go play it and see if you like the new one. But it's not, nothing's changed. It is a complete nostalgia throwback. It's Sonic.
Or an attempt at one.
Yeah.
I think downloadable games in general, like, have made it possible for 2D games to thrive again.
Yeah.
Or sometimes even do better. I mean, Bionic Commando is an example of that, right? the 2D side-scroller version, the rearmed version, got rave reviews, got huge, great reviews, and the 3D version just was terrible.
Yeah.
But then you have also games like Braid that have also come out, or games like, what's the one where you're in, like, in purgatory?
Oh, Limbo, yeah.
Yeah, a game like Limbo had come out, and that's a 2D side-scroller game, too. I mean, these are all 2D side-scrollers.
Did you guys play Lost Winds for Wii?
No, I've heard that's really good.
I love that game.
It's really good. It's really good. And I'm just thinking that, you know, that brings a lot of new things to, like, this genre. Because we have new technologies, but we're using this old genre, and we're just kind of, like, combining the two. Whereas the games we've been talking about, like Mario, Mega Man, Sonic, have just basically been recycling what we did 20, 30 years ago.
It's different takes on even Mario. It's especially when you play the multiplayer. The multiplayer hadn't been done that way before. That was what was especially new. The moment you played, you're right. The old ideas are still the old ideas, just like repackaged in some way or another.
I was gonna ask, like, do you think maybe part of the reason we're seeing the popularity is because people are running out of ideas?
No, I think it's because the popularity is because nostalgia. I guess people are running out of ideas.
Who's running out of ideas?
Are surefire hits.
Game developers.
You think you mean 3D games?
Like why? Developers? Why did Capcom decide to do 8-bit Mega Man 9 rather than something else?
It's because their regular Mega Man games don't sell that much anymore. They're hoping to capture people who have stepped away from the franchise. Yeah, it's to capture.
I think it's just hard to make a 3D game. I don't know if this. It's the appeal of 3D has been pretty much the ability to engross yourself into a world, right? Mm. I think that was the major appeal of a 3D game. The major appeal of a 2D game is making a game. The major appeal of a 2D game is it's simply the game itself. It's easy to make. It's relatively easy to make. Mm-hmm. It's easier to control for. There's less variables to account for.
You're saying that like 3D games are kind of about the immersion, whereas 2D games are more about the fun of playing the game.
Well, both types of games are fun to play. I think it's just the immersion is a big factor in a 3D game.
I agree, and I think it's also hard for a game studio to make a game and get funding for it and assure that it's going to get sales to all the investors and stuff. It's like you said, it's easier to make a 2D game, and you know, Mega Man 9 has a built-in fan base of people who are going to buy it, and it's cheap to make, and they don't have to make discs for it.
In terms of the ease of playing, I mean, you even see that in Mario Galaxy 2. There was a lot of it's a 3D game, but there's a lot of areas where it's a two-dimensional plane, where it's a lot of platforming. That's classic 2D platforming. Anybody that's played Nintendo games instantly recognizes it, and it's very easy, right? You don't have to account for, like, man, it's a fucking 3D plane. How far can I really jump this thing? You instantly know how far you can jump between two distances. It's easy to tell. There's just an ease of playing that kind of game. They play around with it a little bit, which is makes it interesting. But at the core of it, they've made a lot of places where it's just forward and backwards, right? Forward, backwards, up and down. That is simply it. It's just simple. It's simpler to play that way. But I don't know if. I mean, you know, there seems to be a pretty good mix now. People are still making 3D games. It's not like there's a huge flood of 2D games. There is a flood of 2D games, but it's mostly smaller developers that can't afford these huge budgets.
Right, like Matt was saying, a lot of indie game developers.
Yeah. I really do. I mean, I personally like the mix. I didn't. There was a point when there was a point in the previous generation where I was just getting sick of 3D games.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, all the major developers. I mean, it's so cliche to say everything's a sequel now, but it is getting to the point
where there are very few original IPs nowadays.
I mean, even like the game,
especially good ones.
I want to play Fallout New Vegas, but it's almost the same exact game as a game I already bought 2 years ago. Like, it's almost the same exact game. Like, it is the same engine, it's the same setting, and it's another $60. Mm-hmm. And even if something like New Super Mario Bros. Wii is a sequel, it's at least different from the other games I've played recently. And, you know, everything's a first-person shooter.
I find a 2D game is also more... There seems to be less investment for some reason.
Yeah, pick up and... You feel like you can pick up and
play
it.
You feel like you can pick it up and play it, yeah. When I'm playing even something like Mass Effect... Like, you know, I'm playing through Mass Effect right now. Even something like that, it's like... I have to think, like, oh, do I have 30 minutes really to kill? Because I can't just kill for 5 minutes, right?
I wonder where that is.
I don't really know. I mean, like, part of it's like...
I'm thinking, like, maybe it's kind of the way we used to play games, and people are kind of used to playing like that. Or maybe, like,
I don't know,
the
though.
Game
like,
type
so...
just lends itself to quick play.
Even so, like, Link to the Past, I play once a year, and I'm going to play it again soon, but it's the type of game where I could stop anywhere, right?
Really?
I go a little bit, I do whatever I have to, you play 15 minutes, and then I'm like, well, I gotta do something, so I could drop the game, put it away, do what I have to.
It seems like A Link to the Past, for me at least, would be a game where I'd have to sit down and play it.
That was what I would think too, but then I don't know if it's because I played it so much. It's a game that you could do either or, I think. That you can put it down.
Well,
because
I mean, like, you have an objective to do and it takes more than 5 minutes to do it, right?
But they're not... Well, that's the thing. The objectives aren't these huge, long things. It does take... Well, sometimes the objectives do take 5-10 minutes. If you're going through a dungeon, right... To go through the entire dungeon takes 20 to 30 minutes, for example, one of the later dungeons. But I could stop anywhere, and then when I start up again, I can get to the place I stopped in within 5 minutes.
Right.
Usually. When I'm playing a game like Ocarina of Time or Twilight Princess, if I'm playing through a dungeon, unless I have Uku, something like an Uku character from Twilight Uku. Princess, I can't do that. And in fact, even for me to go two or three more rooms down, it may take me several minutes just to get by two rooms. Mm-hmm. For Link to the Past, for me to go by 20 rooms takes about 10 minutes. Takes me about 5 to 10 minutes to go through. Even if it's the first time that I've gone through said thing.
Well, I mean, I doubt it's the same for every game, but for those examples, A Link to the Past, the dungeon room is like maybe 5 times the size of your character, so you can get across rooms really fast, whereas in like the 3D ones, Ocarina of Time, Twilight Princess, you know, it's huge, huge, like, dungeons, caves that take, you know, a few minutes to get across.
Not only that, I mean, again, we talked about the immersion factor. The fact that you're in a room, you have to see the room, right? You're looking around the room, meaning that you have to physically move your character, look up and down.
You have to explore it.
You have to explore it. You want, because you don't want to miss anything. When you're looking for a treasure chest, you're actually searching for something. When you're looking for it on top down, it's a completely different thing. It takes you 20 seconds to see everything. It takes you a couple seconds to see everything, to analyze what you're seeing, and say, this is what I have to do.
Then in side-scrolling stuff, it's kind of the same thing where you only have a few directions to move in, and you know, you don't have depth, so it's kind of hard to, you know, know where you're going.
The lack of depth means that there's less information on that screen at that moment in time, right? The moment you add depth, you're given it is an extra dimension. It's a cliche, or it's reality. but the actual fact that you have an extra dimension means that you have a lot more information to take in and analyze and to consider. That extra amount of time does add up, and it adds up very quickly. What it comes down to is, if I can play a two-dimensional game, if I can play Super Metroid, or I can play Super Mario World 2 or something, the missions are themselves are designed to only last for a few minutes at a time, if that. But even the amount of information that I need to know what I have to do in the next section, that's relatively quick. That's within a couple, that's within a couple seconds.
I was just thinking, like, I can't think of, besides in Zelda and stuff, where, or Final Fantasy, where I'd get lost on a quest to go from town to town, or in the original Zelda, where they just didn't give you any directions. Like, most 2D games, like, especially the action games, like in Contra, let's say, you always know where you need to go. You need to go to the right side of the screen.
Yeah.
Like, Call of Duty, I'd always get confused, especially in Modern Warfare, because...
They fucking don't tell you where to go.
They not
a
only
compass.
Don't tell you where to go, is they... they just, like, they expect you to move forward when it's... in a realistic setting, in Contra, it's all bright and colorful, and it's not very realistic. You know, you're supposed to do backflips and or front flips rather, and shoot dudes in the face
without your shirt on.
Yeah, without your shirt on. And in Modern Warfare, it's like a realistic warfare going on. There's bombs going on, but you're expected to always move forward as well, and it's not always clear, especially if you were to just pick up the game and play it. Why would you have to move forward in some kind of war zone when your other guys are just hanging tight? It takes longer because you have to sit there and you have to make sure nobody's shooting at you, and you have to, then you might die and start the level over again, and then you have to get to the same part and do it over and over again. And it's a little bit different than a 2D game where it takes a minute to figure out how to play it, and then you always know, I'm always moving to the right side of the screen. Unless there's a boss there that's stopping me from moving.
I always wondered whether or not, like, if it is the type of game, or if it is, you know, when I say type, the genre of game, or if it is actually the build of the game that is more tedious, that builds that tedium. If I was to play an RPG for a year, would I be able to pick it up again and, like, just start right where I was? Would I have enough information to do so?
Yeah.
I get the feeling, for something like Final Fantasy, like the older Final Fantasies, I get the impression I can do it, but also that's changed. It's like asking if Final Fantasy X or XII was turned into a 2D game, would I be able to, like, just, you know, stop somewhere for 6 months, pick it up, and just start again, or would I have to start the game from scratch? I probably have to start from scratch just because it's the amount of information I'm given there. But also at the same time, I mean, 2D relative locations, again, it's easier to remember in general, like, where something is.
Well, I mean, if we're going to talk about this, I think, at least for me, you know, stopping a game then picking it back up is less about remembering where I was and more of, like, you know, getting reused to the controls, kind of remembering where in the story I was, rather than, like, you know, I am in a map or something.
But even when we're talking about getting used to the controls again, for a 2D game, it's very quick, right? You simply have less to worry about. You have to still worry about the mechanics of things, but you have to worry less about... There's less factors to worry about. In a 3D game, I just get this impression, like, I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta remember how to do all this shit.
Yeah, is right bumper reload, or is B, or is clicking the stick?
Well, yeah, and that, you know, that's really... I fucking hate playing Halo, because I don't play it a lot. And there's a lot of buttons I have to fucking remember for an Xbox controller I'm not used to. Now, if you play first-person shooters on PC, you're gonna run into the same problem, like, if you do it for the first time. Although, you know, it's like, R is going to be reload, and then WASD, and spacebar is probably going to be jump, and the first mouse button is probably fire, and the second one's probably something, you know, some alternate fire thing. But that's already a lot of buttons to remember, right? That's a lot of stuff to take in unless you play the game extensively. Which goes back to, like, if your mom is playing, you know, if my mom was to play a first-person shooter, forget it. She almost threw up watching me playing Descent back in the day. But that was... but it just... There's no... She wouldn't be able to do it. As opposed to... She probably can pick up Mario Brothers, at least move the character around and get herself killed. Right? Yeah. She would actually... It's less daunting. It's less... You can make those games as hard as you want. Literally. You can make it as hard as, like, Ghosts and Goblins, which is fucking punishing as hell. But at the same time, the learning curve is so usually so low that anybody can play the game. So. Yeah.
Well.
You know what she needs?
Some loving?
No, she needs a pro-level gun controller. That's what she needs.
A real gun, you mean, that shoots actual bullets at the TV.
That hooks up.
She needs a Glock.
USB.
Right.
Yeah, she needs...
I've been kind of thinking about this. I'm not sure, like, how true this is, but, like, maybe some of the reason it's, you know, easy to pick up, like, a side-scrolling game versus, like, a 3D game is, again, kind of like the immersion.
It's because you don't have to, there's less to control. That's it. That's all there is to it. There, you have to move a guy around.
I don't think that's it, though.
It totally is.
Like, I think, no, I don't think so. Because, I mean, you don't think, like, with a side-scrolling, like with Mario, there isn't a story. With a lot of 2D side-scrolling games, there really isn't that much of a story. Whereas something like Mass Effect, you know, there is a huge story. I mean, that's really the whole game. And you just get
so
involved
in
it,
you can't. Yeah, but the whole point is, there are four directions on a D-pad. Those four directions correlate directly to the four directions on the... Yes.
I think that's the biggest reason. I mean, you can have a game... You have games like, again, a game like Super Metroid or a game like Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Symphony of the Night has a lot of story to it. Maybe not as much as Mass Effect. Mass Effect is a pretty bad example because it's a really huge game. But I can imagine a 2D Mass Effect where basically it gets to a point where you pick planets, and when you pick a planet, you go through a different side-scrolling level. And that'll be relatively easy for anybody to pick up and play. That ends up being a Mega Man game in some ways, right? You choose which place to go, you fight a boss, you come back. That's basically what Mass Effect is, except there's more story, and then what makes that complicated is the story choices. It's not so much the 3D aspect.
Wait, Adam, were you talking about, like, people picking up and playing in general?
Yeah.
Or you mean, like, picking up once you've put it down?
No, just people picking up and playing it.
Okay, yes.
Just like casually playing.
It's the controls.
Okay. In that case, I think it's a little bit of both.
I would think it's mostly the controls because 3D games are not only intimidating, but everyone moves different. I mean, 2D games have different physics and stuff, but I still think it's four buttons that correlate to four directions on a screen, and that's it. That's all you get. And then
Mass Effect is a little bit tough to tell because it's also there's an awful lot of story.
Yeah,
like there's an awful lot of talking in that fucking game. There's too much fucking talking in that game. For as far as I'm concerned, it's just way too much talking, and it gets complex. Not if we're talking about game mechanics, I can imagine a game where you get to a point where you could choose where to go and you can choose which mission to go to. And that's been done. The Mega Man Zero series is something like that. The original Mega Man games are like that, essentially. Minus the extensive story. But even so, it'd still be easier for me to do that, right? For me to play a 2D Mass Effect. I think it wouldn't feel as daunting. Like, I don't think I have to put up 20 minutes of my life just to play one mission. I could probably think, like, oh, I could probably knock this off in 5 minutes per mission.
Speaking of knocking one off in 5 minutes, everyone go pick up a Fleshlight Alien.
Josh and Adam, well, so Josh, you're also a game developer, right? Or learning to be a game developer, or what's the case with you?
Oh, no, no.
Okay, you're just Asian. You're just Asian.
I'm just Asian, yeah.
Okay. But, like, Adam, so, you've made games.
Yes.
what have you ever? Is this something you have to consider? Like whether you want to make the game 2D or 3D, and have you ever thought about making a 2D game at any point?
I have made a 2D game, and actually, a club that I'm a member of, we're working on making a 2.5D game right now. So,
do you find it easier or more difficult, or what are your impressions of it compared to making, say, a 3D game?
Well, I mean, we're using Unity, and that's a game engine, and for Unity, I think it's much easier to make a first-person game because they have everything there for you to do that, so it's pretty much just like, you know, make a character, put the camera there, and put a controlling script on, and you're done. Make an environment. Mm-hmm. But really, there isn't a lot of stuff already there for, like, a side-scrolling game. So, you know, for that example, I think it would be easier to make a 3D first-person game. But aside from that, I think it really just comes down to, like, what you're trying to do with the game, you know. Do you want it to be this big, expansive, like, immersive, exploratory kind of game, or do you want it to be, I don't know.
Like, what makes a difference for you between making you know, I'm thinking Braid was a great example in terms of it's a beautiful game. It's actually like it's one of the there are very immersive 2D games. Like it sucks you in because of the beauty of it. Have you has that ever like?
Well, I think like for Braid, for example, like that to me it seems like it's very simplistic, and that was a decision that the developer made, was to make a very simple but powerful and fun game, right?
Well, it depends. I think the rules are simple, but then you could play around with the rules so much that it starts being hard.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's where, like, you only need 4 buttons.
But, like, could you see Braid as a 3D game?
No, hell no.
Right.
Why is that? It's the point of the game isn't the immersion, right? I think the point of the game is the puzzles. The moment you make immersion a factor, the puzzles become almost secondary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for a 3D Zelda game, the puzzles are... the immersion is part of the game. For Braid, the immersion is like there is immersion. It's just not immediate, or it's not like, you know, smelling something. It's just this beautiful. It's almost like watching a painting go by.
Plus, I do not want to imagine like a 3D version of Braid. I mean, Braid 2D is fucking hard enough as it is. Can you imagine like doing like the backward time one in like 3 dimensions? Jesus Christ!
Do you think he would even be able to make 3 like really efficient 3D puzzles? Like Braid is hard because like the puzzles are very crafty,
right?
And he can make the puzzles crafty because the game rules are so simple. The moment you start making the game rules very complicated, and you decide to also make it's harder to make a puzzle a very hard puzzle game once you make the game rules complicated. That's the impression I get.
Alex, Chase just walked in. Why don't you ask the same question to him?
No.
Hold on a second.
I don't want to hear that guy.
What the fuck?
Hello, Alex.
Hey, Chase. I don't remember what question I asked. Oh, you made a... We're talking about 2D games.
Yeah.
You've made 2D and 3D games, right?
I have.
Do you find... What's the difference of thinking when you decide to do a 2D game versus a 3D game? And do you find 2D games, in general, more easy to think up of and to put together rather than a 3D game?
Hmm.
Are there less things you have to think about?
Not necessarily. I mean, they're each platform or, you know, whatever, each dimensional paradigm or whatever presents its own challenges and no, I don't know. I mean,
like, in what cases would you build a 2D game, and in what cases would you build a 3D game?
This is the most in-depth question for somebody to have no time to prepare.
Yeah, I just kind of walked in on this. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, fuck you, Adam.
Well, for instance, I mean, like, one of the games I'm currently working on is a space simulator, and it's in 2D graphics, a la Space Invaders and Caterpillar and Galaga. So I made the game 2D because of that. Because it was a reference, you know, to those games. Now I'm also working on I'm kind of developing the sequel to it, which is going to be a 3D, kind of like a remake of this original game. So yeah, my thinking on that is totally different. Like I, like you said, like, you know, there's a whole new set of problems, and design-wise and gameplay-wise, like, you know, how do I translate that experience?
Chase, if you're making an erotic thriller, would you make it 2D or 3D?
Oh, 2D. 2D. It would be like one of the H games. Like Water Closet.
Sweet.
No, I mean like a 2D side-scroller?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, I don't know.
It's easier to have sex in 2D.
Yeah. Custer's Revenge does that.
But
Rayplay was in 3D, and that one was pretty good.
Yeah, well, I said erotic thriller, not a raping simulator.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we'd all make a 3D rape simulator.
Ideally, that's like the golden... That's the idea, you know? That's the ticket.
That's everybody's Ulysses.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody... everybody's in high school. They don't fucking get that reference, so...
Yeah, it's okay.
As long as you...
Where's high Adam? School? I think that's a little too old. That's a... most of our listeners
you're
are
overestimating our audience.
Yeah, most of our listeners are definitely... They still think high school, like, they're really scared of high school kids because they have, like, facial hair and breasts.
Metal t-shirts, yeah.
Fuck those bitches. Fucking greens.
I think it's sort of a combination. I mean, I don't know. I'm a little middle of the fence, and I haven't been really saying much. One, because I don't have I don't have much experience with many of the games that you guys are talking about, and I'm really fucking tired, too. So I've been sort of, like, dozing off to the soothing sounds of Alex's voice, but...
I got, like, a Barry Manilow... What's his name? Barry. Yeah, I have a Barry White voice.
Yeah.
Ain't good enough for your love.
A Barry Manilow voice.
No, but I think it's a combination of what Matt was saying, you know, the simplicity of the four directional buttons, but also, too, the fact that with 3D games, you have to consider their sort of attempts at mimicking reality. And so there is that sort of mode of thinking that you have to contend with when you're playing a 3D game.
Mm-hmm.
That completely gets thrown out the window with a 2D side-scroller. And so that, you know, automatically the sort of... thinking processes that have to occur while you're interfacing with the game is already sort of stepped down a little bit.
Like, 2D is very deceptively simple, but really it's so abstract when you really break it down.
So I got one last question. Is there any games that you guys have played in which a 2D game would have worked better as a 3D game, or a 3D game would have worked better as a 2D game?
Blue Alien Fleshlight.
That's not a game.
That would always
that's
work better
of
as
life.
What?
That would work better as reality. That would work better as reality.
Yeah, I'm playing that game right now. You don't even know it.
Nice.
I know it.
Oh.
He moving is the on. Fleshlight.
Oh jeez.
I live a flesh life, guys. 24/7.
24/7.
I don't know. That's a hard question.
That's a really good fucking question.
I think we should come back and
just mention next time if we can think of
readers one. Email.
Wait. I could think of
that's
a couple.
That's a good question. You shut up, Alex. We'll talk about it next
Fuck
time.
You.
Readers, right. Email readers, listeners. And if you read, if you like the movie The Readers, mm-hmm. also email us about that. But listeners, email us which games would work better, which 2D games work better 3D, which 3D games work better 2D.
Or just email us to say hi. What's up, guys?
How or that.
Yeah. How you doing?
I haven't got enough fan mail recently. Where's all my fan mail?
How you doing?
Yeah.
Is there have we even gotten any mail?
No because I mean doing? I put up the last episode today, so.
Oh yeah, all right. Well, good job.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get this one up. I think I could get it up Friday. We'll see. Go to our board, tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. It'll take you to the same place. Come and talk to us, see what we talk about. Let's see, email us, wtpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, ZeldaWTPodcast, or you can go to our Facebook page, like us, and see what we post, see what other people post, Zelda Working Title Podcast. And then finally, rate us on iTunes. Give us 1,000,000 stars, because we deserve it. Any last thoughts, Alex?
How many stars do we have?
I don't know.
I'm part of the group. Am I part of the group now?
Yes, you're part of the group. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck yes.
I think we've got 5 stars.
I don't know. I personally like Chase a lot better than Josh.
Fuck off, Matt.
Okay, why can't we just have both of them?
I don't know.
Chase is being shy.
Put it this
also,
way.
We don't have enough microphones.
Chase is a lot wider than Josh.
Yeah.
And, those are the traits that I value.
No, but see, if I'm part of the group, then it evens us out. Right? You and Adam, white folk. And
Cuban.
No. Matt isn't white.
Well, you look white in your pictures, so...
Actually, together,
Josh, the only
me and
way
Josh
this
make a
work.
Full Mexican, so...
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm Jewish.
No one cares.
Fucking shit.
All right. Any last thoughts? Alex, did you have any Laura sexy time stuff?
I slept with Liara.
All right. Well, that's a start.
But,
okay, hold on. Did you jerk it to it? Love scene.
He already said he did.
Yeah,
he's everywhere.
Said, I passed
all over
out
the
for
controller,
25 minutes.
All over the TV, all over the.
Oh,
computer,
that's right.
Whatever.
I forgot.
I passed out for 25 minutes, and then I woke up, and then there was like question and answer time after that.
Wait, I thought that was in the game. I didn't realize you were talking about in real life.
Okay. Yeah, I was doing it in real life, and then it's a lot of in the garbage can.
Okay.
Wow.
There's a lot of white.
Wow.
Some blood.
Whoa.
Should probably get that checked out.
Yeah.
That's not very
no,
sexy.
No, there's no blood. I'm kidding. There's just white. It's like cream cheese.
You could still probably get yourself checked out.
Yeah.
It tasted like cream cheese, too.
Oh.
All right. I think we should end with that. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Email us. Go to our boards. Whatever. Thank you, Alex, Matt, Josh.
Good night.
Chase.
Good night.
See you guys later.
Good night.
Peace.
Good night.